Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A shopping extravaganza combines seasonal ideas and social activities. It's showcased this week in the Junior League of Monroe's Spring Market. Megan Sharp serves as one of the event's chairs and stops by for a preview. Megan, good to see you.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Well, lots of great things going on, lots of shopping, lots of activities. When does the market get underway?
Well, we plan to kick off market this Friday, March 21st. It'll start at 8 a.m., and we're already moving into the Civic Center, getting ready for a big weekend.
Lots of things taking place. Some of the favorite stops that you've enjoyed over the years, some new vendors that'll be appearing.
I am particularly excited about a vendor called Easy Hang Chairs. I believe he's from South Dakota. I hope I'm not stating that wrong, but he sells patio chairs that are like hammocks, and that sounds interesting to me. So I think it'll be something new to look at. But of
course, perfect for Louisiana weather.
Exactly, and hopefully enjoying some spring weather sometime soon. We also have, you know, the typical fare like jewelry and home decor. There's going to be some vintage refurbished type home decor. Of course, all of the edible gourmet goodies that are right. typically there. Women's apparel and children's apparel. So there's lots to see.
Several special activities. You mentioned the opening day, and I believe an opening brunch kind of gets things underway.
That's correct. We kicked off market on Friday morning at 8:30 with a shopping event called Shop Till You Drop. This is a catered brunch. There's breakfast. There will be champagne, mimosas. There's entertainment, musical entertainment provided. So it's a great way to start your day, get out, enjoy brunch, and do some light shopping or some heavy shopping, yeah. whatever you prefer. Then that evening, we have our signature event called Girls Just Want to Have Fun. And this is typically something that lots of ladies like to enjoy a girls' night out. Mm-hmm. It's also a catered shopping event. We have our market ritas, and women come out and shop and visit with friends and eat a nice dinner. And it's a great event. That starts at 6 o'clock on Friday evening.
As we get into the weekend, I guess it's something a little bit more family-oriented. The Breakfast with the Bunnies, bring the kids out?
Yeah, so Breakfast with the Bunnies is actually a new event this year to us. We've not done this before, and we wanted to have an event geared specifically towards families. So mm-hmm. this is an event where moms and dads can come out and bring their children to meet Peter Cottontail and take pictures with live bunnies, and there will be book readings and a brunch provided. I think it's going to be a really enjoyable event for families, and the tickets for that event come with an actual general admission readmittance ticket, so mom can come back maybe later and shop.
We talk about the spring market and the funds that it raises. It is an annual fundraiser, one of the major fundraisers for the Junior League. Tell us about the importance of that and how that goes towards the community.
Right, so it is our major fundraiser, and the entire purpose of Spring Market is to be able to put the funds into the Junior League to give back to the community, which when we break it apart, being part of Spring Market, we sort of are focused on Spring Market and the market itself, but it's really a humbling experience when you think about what all we're doing, because the Junior League works on several different community outreach projects. We have Families Can't Wait. This committee actually goes and supplies educational tools about parenting to underprivileged moms. They supply pack and plays and car seats and physical materials to new parents. We also have a committee called TLC. This is Tools and Literacy for Children. We've typically adopted an area school and supplied them with uniforms and informational educational tools. Mm-hmm. We have a committee called Done in a Day, and this is a committee where we send volunteer people directly from the Junior League out into the community to help with any types of local charities. And then we also give away mini grants to teachers, and we have an endowment fund that we award to local charities as well. So there are lots of ways that we reach back out into the community with the funds that are earned from Spring Market.
Is that one of the foundational purposes of the Junior League, with the endowment grants, the grants to teachers, really focusing on education?
Well, it does seem that way, yeah. But our overall mission is really to promote volunteerism with women, to develop the potential of women, and to improve the community altogether.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the planning of the spring market. I think people kind of arrive, they show up, and they just kind of grab a bag and they begin looking around and taking it all in. But some of the planning that goes into this.
There is a good deal of planning that goes into it. We are one of the committees of the Junior League that works the entire year long to plan this. And I like to compare it a little bit to planning a wedding because there are so many aspects that have to be organized and there's so much detail. And every little detail is important. From the time that you walk in the door, we want to supply the feeling of spring. And since it's at the Civic Center Arena, we have some work to do to kind of make it feel springy in there. You know, the Civic Center it's a beautiful building, but it's a generic place. So we spend a lot of time kind of sprucing things up. And we have giant hand-painted canvases that the Civic Center hangs inside the Civic Center for us. And we are not ourselves particularly responsible for setting up the merchants' booths. The merchants who come to Spring Market actually set up their own space, but we're a little bit responsible for planning all the stuff and for all of the decorations. And we plan the special event times. We have to supply the caterers and the musical entertainment that comes. So there's a lot of detail that goes into it.
A lot of things, a great atmosphere for spring shopping. Again, when does the market get underway?
So market will begin Friday, March 21st, and we'll have shopping hours continuing all the way through Sunday, March 23rd. And I just would like to reiterate that it's not something just for women to come out and shop. I think it would be a great way to spend your Saturday or Sunday afternoon. You could come out and enjoy lunch. We have food vendors. So, I mean, there's something to do for everyone there.
Lots of great things going on. Of course, it is a ticketed event. You can find out more information about that. How so?
You could visit jlmonroe.org, or we have a Facebook page, Junior League of Monroe Spring Market.
Megan Sharp serves as one of the event chairs for the spring market getting underway at the Monroe Civic Center. Megan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room anytime by visiting our website, kedm.org.